John Andre and Company.
Hey, Brett, it's Sam, RDI Diamonds. How are you?
Good, Sam.
How are things rolling? Are they kind of picking up here for you for the holidays?
Yeah, been wide open all day.
Wide open? What do you mean? No one's coming in?
Busy. Busy, busy,
oh,
busy.
Good, good.
I hadn't stopped since this morning.
And there you go.
Yeah.
Get the steps in.
Yeah.
Moving around.
Yeah.
I love it. Is there anything for me you need from me? I know it's been a little bit since I've reached out here. I'd love to, you know, get some business from you here. It's been a long time since I've been calling.
The I've been buying off the street since 10 o'clock this morning. I mean, I bought at least 10 or 15 times a day.
Wow.
And
I just missed it. Wow.
Well, no, I'm buying silver, gold, diamonds all damn day. Every day.
What diamonds have you bought? Like, what type of diamonds do you buy?
I buy everything. I buy anything.
What's everything?
I buy anything. That's gold, silver, or diamonds. You know, I'll pay some price for it. Let's put it that way.
Okay. So you like to, you know, negotiate on some stuff and, you know.
No, I quote them a flat rate.
Okay.
You know, I bought probably a half a carat oval today. A little fatty. I paid, I think, $100 for it.
$100 for a natural?
Yeah. Naturals ain't worth anything. They're going to go to zero, baby.
They're going to zero?
They're going to go damn close. Why not? Damn, they're going to go right where a lab is. 90% of our big diamond sales, they are lab. 90%.
Well, that's not where we're at, I'll tell you that. That's not what we're seeing.
I'm selling the hell out of them. I mean, like water.
Well, yeah, labs are selling. Don't get me wrong. They're moving. We're more of a natural-focused company.
Well, I was till 3 years ago, and I thought it was going to be 10% of my business. So I figured I just sold my last big natural this week. One and a half carat is the last big one I had. I liquidated everything about a year or two ago, but I got like $13,000 for this one, so it was good money. But I could have got them in a one and a half carat lab for $1,500.
And then what does that do for you?
Makes a sale, puts profit in my pocket, and I move on.
But it's not $13,000.
No. Well, you know, if they got the money to spend, they want to do the natural, but most of them don't. I got people who are buying big, nice diamonds. They've spent $30,000 on a diamond with me. They wanted to upgrade. I said it's going to be $68,000. Yeah, we don't want to do that. I said, okay, you want to just buy a lab outright and pay me $6,000? Yep. So, yeah, they get a 4-carat for $6,000. Cost me maybe $1,000. A net 5.
For a 4-carat?
Mm-hmm. Huh. Yeah, I'm not resisting stuff. I just make the sale and move on. You know,
I
don't let it walk.
I understand that, and I'm just saying if you had a couple of those.
I think the natural diamond market in all your mid-grade and just standard natural diamonds, I think it's going to drop at, if I have my guess, this is what I'm seeing through my appraisal work and stuff, probably going to drop at 10% a year.
10% a year. You think that's what naturals are going to do?
Yep.
So when lab drops 90% in 2 years, what do you think the lab's going to do?
I think they're bottomed out now, more or less.
You think?
Yep. I don't think they're getting any cheaper. I think it's mainly a labor charge. And, I mean, there's a cost of fabrication, you know?
Yeah.
I saw probably a 50% drop from 3 or 4 years ago. Yeah.
On labs?
Yeah.
They've dropped 90% in 2 years.
Yeah, there you go.
Which is a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money being left on the table, especially with a natural diamond like sale. Like you said, you got $13,000 out of 1.5 carat. Now, the 90% that you're selling lab to, imagine that flip to 70, now you're getting 3 or 4 of those $13,000 sales. What does that do to your business?
I mean, it doesn't bother me. I mean, I do both of them. I mean, I buy a lot of naturals, but it's all usually in finished goods and repair work and in custom design. But the big stuff, people aren't really, they don't seem to care anymore.
Yeah. You know what we're seeing right now is a lot of people who, you know, they have not exactly like they got the money to spend on a stone and they can go out and do it. I'm not sure if that's, you know, people in Orangeburg, South Carolina, if that's like kind of where you guys are at. I don't know what the money's like down there and kind of the economy is, but I know for us,
I got wealthy people that are buying labs by the, but they're not just buying one. Now, I built 16 pair of lab diamond earrings for one lady, going up to 4 carats a pair.
Well, listen, I love the jewelry aspect of it. Lab jewelry, I think that's a smart thing to do. When you're wearing something 1 to 2 times a year and you're, you know, you're throwing it in there and you just want to have something that looks nice, like I'd buy a lab bracelet.
They're buying multiples instead of just onesies. Instead of buying that one piece every 3 years, they're going, hell, I was going to spend $10,000. Let me get 3 pair.
Mm-hmm.
They're still spending $10,000.
Yeah. No, like I said, I told you, I love the jewelry market with lab. I think it's awesome. I think that's a good alternative. You know, it looks nice. It's still
I had a natural diamond collection we built up over the years that was pretty significant, and I was like, crap, when I saw this a couple of years ago, I just packed them up, shipped them off, and sold them.
Hmm.
Yeah. Because I buy a lot of a tremendous amount of estate jewelry. I buy thousands of pieces a year.
Do you really?
Oh, God, yeah. I've been buying for 6 hours straight today.
Nice, nice. Well, have you checked out my sister company? I didn't know you did estate jewelry. It's mdjadvantage.com.
What do they do?
Estate and antique jewelry.
They just buy it? They do shows or?
They do consignment. They got a website. They buy all around the world. He's gone all around the world and bought different pieces. They have, you know, pieces that have been worn by, you know, certain people or just a cool story behind the piece.
I've done shows with Singer before.
What did you say?
I've done some estate shows with Singer before.
Singer.
Diane Singer.
That sounds
Steven
really
Singer.
Steven Singer. That sounds really familiar.
I mean, they've been around forever. You know, every couple of years they'll call me and go, hey, we got a show in Charleston. We got an extra day. You want us to do a show for you? I say, sure. They show up. They do a mailing.
Mm-hmm.
Last time I think I sold one piece, but it was $24,000. I think I sold a $40,000 piece for them before that. So sell something, you know. What you put out today, you go put out 1,000 flyers, you get 2 people that show up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember when you used to put 1,000 flyers out, you had 30 people show up.
Yeah. Well, they're all on social media.
Yep. Everybody's on social media today. Yeah, that's why I'm spending more money than ever on social media, like the rest of the fucking world.
God.
Go out there and look at what they got in jewelry today. It's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, it's all a game. You go see a lab diamond at $1,500, and you go out there and find it for $500. I don't know what kind of diamond it is or anything. I buy from more reputable suppliers. But what's the chance of that customer coming in my store? Close to zero.
Yeah.
And if they do, I say, I don't know where you're getting your diamond from, but if you feel good with it, go buy it. If not, I know where I'm getting this one when I'll back it up. You know, it's got a cert with it or whatever.
Yeah, now a lot of the, you know, the stones online are bait and switch stones, so they have the stone, but it's not actually available. And then they say, oh, like when you go on there, it looks a lot better than it actually is, and
oh, yeah. I had one guy, I had a diamond broker call me because he knew I knew. I had some connections to the Argyle mines at one time in Australia, and he had a guy looking for two matching 1.5 carat pink emerald cuts. Natural. It's impossible. It doesn't exist. I called a company that specialized in pinks. They had one diamond. They had hundreds of pieces in there. Virtual world. They had one diamond available for $1.3 million.
Hmm. Wow. And that was a pink emerald?
I think that had a radiant. They didn't have an emerald cut. A guy found it somewhere, I guess.
Wow.
I chased all of them. I was calling Switzerland, Australia, Shane Decker.
Shane Decker, another one I know.
He's the guy that's the world's best diamond salesman, blah, blah, blah. He taught the Argyle mines how to market their diamonds back 30 years ago.
Yeah, he did We have a program. He did some of our training here for diamond selling a while back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I hired him one time, paid him a fortune.
Very well.
And his stuff, his method works. Nobody'll do it. That's the problem. My employees wouldn't do it. I still do it to this very day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got 11 karat lab necklace. I pull it out and show it to everybody. I think might have a chance of buying it. It comes in. That's what his whole deal is. Show the goods.
Yeah.
You
know, no,
that's
put
1 karat
the
in everybody's
thing.
Hand.
Have your case full. You know, have some stuff and have it with a purpose. You know, then you'll actually sell some stuff. People leave their stuff in their safe and they don't even bring it out. Like I said, with the natural diamonds. If you got natural diamonds out, people buy natural diamonds.
Yeah, I sell out of my vault a lot, too. I got a couple thousand pieces in there, and I don't have time. I don't have anywhere to put it in my showcase, and my showcases are full.
Yeah.
So, but I tell you what, this season here is going to be kind of sloppy. All I'm seeing is selling, selling, selling all day, every day. I'm not seeing a whole lot of buying going on. Yeah, I say the buying traffic's off, but probably the most I've ever seen it.
Yeah, with the buying or selling? People are selling.
Everybody's selling.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I've heard that, but I know people are picking up your buying as well, just in certain areas. I know it's different everywhere, but.
I mean, I'm hitting some big-ticket items, but, and that's, I'm running a boutique store now. I don't have a heavy inventory. I mean, overhead. My building's paid for. My employees are very inexpensive and part-time. So, you know, I can make money just selling them one big piece a week if I wanted.
Yeah. Very valid, yeah.
Different methods. Low overhead. You can survive the downturns.
Yeah.
You know, I can make great money just buying. Yeah, because I'm paying half of what the gold value is, more or less, in the silver value.
Yeah. Well, what do you got? I know you said you had an 11 karat lab straight line necklace kind of thing, right? Is that what you got?
I've probably got a 100 carats of lab diamond in the case.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, got probably 20 pair of various diamond ear studs and a couple dozen rings, you know, 1 to 5 carat total weights.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. And it's funny, they sell like a hotcake. And
oh,
yeah, I can't sell the $60,000 4 carat total weight, but I can sell the $6,000 all day long.
That, you know? Yeah, no, for sure. I get that.
What you need, Brad?
I'll call him in about trying to kill his gold coin.
Okay. I'll take a look at that for you. Okay, let me go. I got to go buy some gold coins.
Go
have
do
a
that.
Great day.
I'll give you a call later in the week, all right?
Okay. Later.
Sounds good, Brad. Have a good one.